when you bring a palgus, you have to bring the nesachim. Umasni, you make it tonight. Rashi says, "Maisi umasni, this really sefiku." He holds really this palgus is a sefik, and we don't know what type of nesachim you should bring. You should bring the nesachim of an ayil or the nesachim of a keves. So you bring like both, and you make it tonight. So much like this, me, I'm going to do. I say, ayil the keves masna. His sefik is either it's an ayil or a keves. So he brings the nesachim like both of them. But the burial of masna, there's no doubt to say, there's no sefik to say it's like a new creature. And this, we don't have to make that in part of you tonight. That's the sefik. Aduma, maybe no. According to Bapoda, maybe the burial nami masna. Maybe you have to make it tonight, and maybe it's a burial. And the Yomri sounds like this. A burial have a, if this palgus is called a new type of an animal, levekulu nadova. It could be like then, it's not mechuyiv nesachim altogether. And then the nesachim totally should be in a dava. So therefore that's our shaila. According to Bar Poda, when you bring the nesachim, is the pshat, it's only a suffix whether it's a keves or an ayil. And then an hour shaila for sure you yotze, your chayiv to bring the korban ayla. Because manashach, you brought a palgus, either it's an ayil or a keves, you yotze. Yeah, so no, maybe it's also a suffix, maybe it's a barrier. And if there's a doubt, according to Bar Poda, it's a barrier. So now in Shal, you would not be Yotzi and Eder. You still have to bring another Korban Eila. So that's a good suffix. Rashi says what? That he brings it tonight, and what's really suffix, Bar Poda, my mistab, what's a suffix? Or my masna? V'oil ayil, dorish leil adrash, you've used the posik for something else. In the Gemara Menachos. Our suffix here is, what's the term these nesachim? It's either an ayil or a keves. So you have to make a tanai and then a sochem, either this or that. Or else maybe no, maybe a duma, she says, beriye, misakla rapada duma beriyu. For gabi nesachim, maisi umasna. Ti beriye, vile have a kul in the dova. This whole thing is only in the dova. So maybe our sochem remains a teiku. Then another shayla. Boyer Reb Zera. What's going to be here? Oymer harei olai lach me toida min hachomitz. Oymer min hamatzah. Person says he is mechayv himself to bring the lech lach me toida from chometz oy min matzah for heavy seyer, and he brings now his matzahs from seyer sourdough. That's what he brings. So Rashi says really toida is tuna mem chalas, that's 40 chalas. Shleishim, 30 of them are made out of matzah, and 10 of them is made out of chometz. So the guy says that he wants to bring lach me toida min a chometz min a matzah. Rashi says it means yud chalas. He wants his mechayv himself to bring 10 chalas. And neizim min sheyatze, it's up to him to decide if he wants to bring 10 chalas of matzah or 10 chalas of chometz. That was his nedava. He's bringing the nedava now to bring just 10 chalas from a lach metayda. Either 10 of chometz or 10 of matzah. And the question is now, he brings sourdough. So sourdough really is not completely chometz, and it's not completely matzah. So that's the shal, is the yotz is neder now or not. So Mora says, Seyu demand, let's see, which type of sourdough are we talking about now? E Seyu the Rabbi Meir, if we're talking about Rabbi Meir's Seyu. So the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, matzah ma'yasi. That's considered mamish gesunta matzah, it's not even a sof of chometz. So Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, pligu the machlekes of psochim, Rabbi Meir heavy sayer biach sofis ponim. As soon as the face of the dough starts to change colors, come a little bit yellow, that's called already sayer, even though it has no cracks in the dough at all. And if it has cracks, he knows that's already called a chometz gomer. That's Rabbi Meir shita. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that sayer kozman, there's no cracks, it's chometz gomer. As the Gemara says, if you want to say the sourdough, only turned a little bit to become like a little bit sour. It turned a little bit towards yellow. But it didn't have any cracks yet. So according to Yehuda Shita, that's mamash matzah ma'ayis, so there shouldn't be any suffix. Elamai Eid Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to tell me the sayer of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which that means the dough started to crack already, is so Rabbi Meir chometzu. According to Rabbi Meir, that's for sure chometz, it's not a suffix either. Now, the Rav Meir, what's the loch of sourdough in Rav Meir Shita? According to Rav Meir, when the dough started to change colors already, but there are no cracks in it yet. So midalok yolei. Since Reb Meir agrees that if you eat that sayur on chometz, you get malchus. There's no chiyuv koris, but you get malchus. If so, chometzu. Shat in accordance with Reb Meir talk, it's called chometz, and male here also. Rashi says, it's not right to eat. It's called like old chometz. And therefore, for your nether here, since Lamais is chometz, you'd be yotze your nether. So there's no suffix again. But Ella rather the shalom like this. The Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the sourdough now sayer has cracks in it already. That's how much like chometz it became already. So Shalom is my, what's the locha? Svei kehevei is according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a suffix, whether it's chometz or whether it's matzah, it's one of the two. If so, then the nafik b'monashoch, if somebody brings down to be yotzes neder olach metoida these type of ten chalas, which are sourdough, said be yotz b'monashoch. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has a suffix. Rashi says, El Rabbi Yehuda means the karne chagovim, that the dough has cracks already, like the horns of a grasshopper. Only boda leib the Rabbi Yehuda, the yom he says b'seya the day, yisof, he says if you find this on chomet, on Pesach, you have to burn it. There is a tzad chometz, but still he holds whether he eats it on Pesach, yipota. Alma lav vade chometzu. And therefore it's like asura sofik. So Shalom is now according to Yehuda, what's the sofik? Is it a sofik whether it's chometz or matzah? So then here in our case, the monashach yid biyotzah, whereas the other sofik is no, maybe it's against like a barrier, it's like a new thing, it's not this and not that, and then you will not biyotzah, you're choyv bayot. You said you want to bring lachme tayda from chometz or from matzah. That's our shayla. That's what it says. Sveiku, if it says sofet Rabbi Yehuda, then v'nofik v'monashach, Rabbi Yosef v'monashach. Or do we maybe know? Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, bear you. This type of sourdough is a new din. It's not chometz and it's not matzah. It's nothing. That's why you have to burn it. You have to feed it. And therefore, by Yosef, by nothing, you wouldn't be yotza. So maybe that's from Zera sofik. So Mora says no. V'omer Avuna says, somebody says a chiv to bring lachme toida, maybe toida v'lachma. He has to bring a korban toida with his lechem. And so the chiv and the chayv lay betoida v'lachma, once he has to bring a korban toida and his lachma, holo yoda hai gavra, he chomets heve de laisei matzah, he matzah but let's say chomets. So monashach, you're not going to be yotzeah. Like, if you have to bring a regular korban toida with the real 40 lechems, so monashach, 30 of them have to be matzah. So if you tell me now, according to the view, that to suffix what these are, so you can't use them for matzah because maybe they're chometz. And you can't use them for chometz because maybe they're matzah. So you're not going to be yotzer anyway. So what's your shalom, what's your suffix over here? The monashach, you're not going to be yotzer. So Mora says, no. The yomah, the case is, harayalai chalo, lifter toidosai shaplani. The guys, I only wanted Mechaim himself to bring challah to free somebody else. My friend brought a korban toida, and he has to bring challah. So I want to bring 10 challahs for him. That's what I want to bring. So Mora says, so what? Hola yodai gavri, chomet seve. You're not helping out your friend. If you bring these 10 challahs, you don't know what you're giving your friend. Is these 10 challahs chomets? And then your friend, the Lysi Mat, he has to bring 30 matzes. Oy matzo, maybe what you're giving your friend now is matzah. And the lacy chometz, he has to bring 30 chometzes. But since your friend anyway doesn't know what it is, so what are you helping? You're not helping anyway, so anyway it's a suffix. So Marcel, the question is, like tzricho to loyoma liftoi. He didn't say once a part to somebody else. To loyoma liftor. He didn't say what's a pot to free somebody else's slave. And the rabbi said like this, Rashi says, I want to have a chiv to bring 10 chalas for my friend. The chiv and the yom le toidosa shaplaini, le chayv le betoidi, is not mechiv to bring a korban toida. For lachma with this lechem. El abiyas roni 10. Navovadi pshitolon dehu ploini le mifrenich nami. That person won't be yotza with him. But the question is, though, you have a chiv now to bring 10 chalas, and you could bring either 10 from chametz or 10 from matzah. So that's the sort of now you yotze yochayif. Someone says meifik gavri de nidra nofik. Is this person mekayim his neder or lenofik, or he's not mekayim his neder? His neder was to bring 10 chalas, either of matzah or of chametz. That's a shal. We bring now this type of sourdough. So it's a sefer according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is it the pshat? It's either chometz or it's matzah, and then you yotze. Or maybe no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's a barrier by itself, and you're not yotze. So that's also a teikel. That would be a teikel. What's the locha? Is seyer according to Rabbi Yehuda? Is it for sure one of the two? Or maybe no. Maybe it's neither. It's like a new barrier, a new creature. It's neither chometz nor matzah. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, kosher b'poro, what's kosher for poro is posel b'egla, is posel b'egla rufa. And kosher b'egla, how you act with an egla rufa, is posel b'poro. Okay, so I'm about a poro aduma. And it means the shchita. Poro aduma needs a shchita, posel b'shachar ha'slofonov. So to do a shchita on egla rufa, that's posel. An egla rufa is not turned shchita, but you have to chop off the head from the back. That's the parsha of an egla rufa. If you find a mace outside the city, you have to bring an egla rufa. And the opposite also, what you do to an egla rufa, that's possible for a poro. A poro needs a shchita, not chopping off the head. It's worse like this. Tana Rabban, what like this? Poro b'shchita. Poro duma needs a mace shchita done to it. Poro b'shchita kshera. The arefa psula, if you just chop off the head, that's psul by a poro duma. Egla, the egla rufa you bring, be a reif k'shera, there you have to chop off the head. But the shchita psul, if you make a shchita on an egla rufa, you're not mekayim, you don't have your kapara. The pasuk said, you find a mace outside the city, we don't know who killed him, so the ansheir has to bring an egla rufa for their kapara. So the egla rufa has to be dafka with an arifa chopping off the head, and not with a shchita. Nimtzes, it comes out like it says in our Mishnah, that kosher b'poro, the shchita's kosher b'poro, is posel b'yeglo, and kosher b'yeglo, what's kosher b'yeglo, roof is posel b'poro. So there's a question, how do you know this? Tritei poro k'shera b'reifa. Why don't I say that the poro aduma should be kosher even by chopping off its head? And I should say, mikal v'chayna from mikal v'chayna megla rufa. Well, ma egla, just like an egla rufa. Shehuch shera b'shchita. There's no hechsh, you can't do it b'shchita. Like we'll learn up sukkim later. Egla rufa is bedavka b'areifa and not with a shchita. If so, hukshra b'areifa. Still, you can make an areifa by the por by the egla rufa. If so, pora the pora duma shehukshra b'shchita. You could be yotza with a shchita and a pora duma. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svara to say shehukshra b'areifa? Isn't it a svara to say that maybe you could also chop off the head by a pora duma? The Gemara says no. On the court, the pasuk says v'shachat and the word v'chuka. It says, Rashi says, v'shach v'ayis l'fono v'ksiv v'ayis l'kas ha-teira. If so, v'shchitin b'areif aloi, that in Likuva here, that only shchita is matza paraduma, and not a reifa. So there's a question, v'cholecha v'ksiv b'chuka, l'dashin in kal v'chayma. So what, even though it says the word chuka, so what? I can't make the kal v'chayma, why can't I still make the kal v'chayma? I v'agaba yom ha-kippurim. V'ksiv b'chuka, the apostle says the word chuka, for Tanya still we learned. When it says, V'yasol chatis ha-girl, so we dash in ha-girl lois ha-chatis, v'yen ha-shem lois ha-chatis. That the girls were doing it, and not just on you calling it. But there you have the two serum, echad la-shem, echad la-zozel. So you can't just say, this soya should be la-shem, you have to make a girl. Now, shiokh, other work, I would have thought to say, v'aladim is a svara. V'ma'ba mokim, sh'loi kiddish ha-girl, when the girl doesn't work. Kiddish ha-shem, if you say this is kaddish, it's kaddish. Is so mokum shkiddush a girl over here? By the Torah says you could use a girl, a lottery. Is Eidu did it in the Sforah that says shkiddush Hashem, if you call it, it should be good? Talmud the Pesach says no, be a soul chattis. That's a special example of Kosev. Ha girl was a chattis, be a Hashem was a chattis. Now, time, what's the reason? Because of Rachmona be a soul chattis, an extra posik. Hola, fuck, without this extra posik, that Hashem and Kabachai would have been a Kabachaima. So the question is why? Me, how can I make a Kabachaima? It says the word chukah by these pashas of Yom Kippurim. You see, even though it says the word chukah, it's like a mecha kabachayma. Samura says, no, miyat rachmona gavlegle rufa. There's a miyat, special miyat begle rufa. Zeis be a reifa. Vein acheres be reifa. You think you're right. Really, you could have made a kabachayma to say a porah should be kosher with an arufa, with chopping off the head. And that word chukah would help us. But the reason why we don't make the kabachayma is because there's an extra posik, the egla rufa, that dafka the egla rufa is by reifa chopping off the head. and not something else, and not a paraduma. Therefore, paraduma cannot be kosher parefa. The Amos says, if so, the opposite. But the egla ksher b'shchita. Why not say the egla rufus kosher b'shchita mekav b'choyma? Or ma porish l'ukshem b'reifa. Vadach pora duma. It's not kosher with chopping off a selling, like we just said. Still ksher b'shchita. If so, egla rufa shek ksher b'reifa. This kosher b'reifa. Ena din is the svarta says shukshem b'shchita. Maybe egla rufus should also be kosher b'shchita. But there's no also special because there's a kosher. One more. The pasuk says the orpoi ha egla. So the orpoi. Means barayfa in v'shchita loy. Special because there's a custom. The egla roof is dafka barayfa chopping off its head and not v'shchita. Special because there's a custom. Yeah. Therefore, we say that, like it says in the Mishnah, that the poor is dafka v'shchita and the egla roof is dafka v'arayfa. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side of the tape. So wait till the end of this tape. And then turn over, we'll start up Chav Dalet on the other side of the state.